From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you joining us once again, and I hope you'll be able to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes. Today, our preacher is the Reverend James Porter, and he'll be turning our attention to Psalm 37 and words found in verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. And we'll be hearing that message in just a few moments. But before we do hear the message, and before we hear some music, let me just remind you that we're offering some gospel literature free of charge and entirely without obligation. So if you'd like to request some, then do make contact with us at our mailing address. That address is coming up at the end of the broadcast today, so do have pen and paper ready to note it down, and then do write to us. We'll be glad to receive a letter from you. And now, before we hear the message, let's listen to some words in song.
Story, they will pull their wings. I'm not an angel, yet I know that over there I will join a blessed chorus that the angels cannot share. I will sing about my Savior, who upon dark Calvary freely pardoned my transgressions, died to set this sinner free. Holy, oh, he's holy, and that's what the angels sing. And I expect to help them make the courts of heaven ring. But when I sing redemption's story, well, they will fold their wings. For angels never felt the joy that our salvation brings.
Good morning. Our Bible reading for today is from Psalm 37, verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Psalm before us was written by David in the latter years of his life. And in this psalm, David is dealing with the perennial problem that has concerned God's people throughout the ages. This problem is the seeming prosperity of the ungodly in this world, while the godly are often made to face times of hardship and difficulty. This problem is also mentioned and dealt with in Psalm 49 and in Psalm 73. Now, in dealing with this matter, David exercises great wisdom and encourages God's child to go on living for the Lord, no matter how dark their day may be. We find this encouragement in verse 34, when he says in this psalm, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. And it is these same words of David at the beginning of verse 34 that I want you to consider with me today. This is because the day in which we live is very similar to the day in which David penned this psalm. On the night of such an evil day, the Lord would have his people to go on living for the Lord and his word, and he would encourage us to do so through these words of verse 34. Now, in the first part of this verse, the Lord gives his people a twofold admonition when he says, wait on the Lord and keep his way. Then in the latter half of the verse, the Lord has a twofold promise for his people when he says, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. It is this admonition at the beginning of verse 34 that I want us to consider, where it says, wait on the Lord and keep his way. And as we look at these words, may each one of us who are saved be encouraged to live for Christ in an evil day. First of all, notice the meaning of this admonition to wait on the Lord. Throughout the Bible, God's people are admonished many times to wait on the Lord. In Psalm 27, verse 4, it says, wait on the Lord. In Isaiah 8, verse 17, it says, and I will wait upon the Lord. In Micah 7, verse 7, the prophet says, I will wait for the God of my salvation. In Zephaniah 3, verse 8, it says, therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord. Here the Lord himself is encouraging his people to wait upon the Lord. Then our text says, wait on the Lord. If you and I are to wait upon the Lord, we must read his word attentively and with faith. In Psalm 85, verse 8, the psalmist says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. The psalmist was attentive to God's word. In Psalm 119, verse 42, he says, for I trust in thy word. There the psalmist is testifying of his faith in God's word. Indeed, the hymn writer says, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Also, if we're to wait upon God in this evil age, then each one of us who are saved must be earnest and fervent in the place of prayer. James 5, verse 16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Dear believer, with earnestness, you're to bring your personal needs, your family needs, the needs of God's work to the Lord in prayer. Then if we're to wait upon God in these days, the Lord must be worshipped with our hearts and with joy. In John 4, verse 24, it says, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The mention of the Spirit there at the end of that verse means that our heart and soul must be in our worship. then our worship must be with joy. In Psalm 113, verse 3, it says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise, O ye servants of the Lord." Yes, we are to praise the Lord. Child of God, no matter how trying your lot may be, you have much to praise God for: your salvation, your pardon for sin, your hope of heaven, God's grace and God's presence in your life. This is something of what it means to wait upon the Lord. But then secondly, note the outcome of this admonition to wait upon the Lord. The outcome of waiting upon the Lord is that the Christian will be given grace and strength and courage to persevere and to be steadfast in the ways of the Lord. For our text says, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way." As we learn to wait upon God, then the fruit will be that we will keep the ways of the Lord. We'll keep the way of holiness. We'll keep in the way of fellowship with the Lord and his people. We'll keep in the pathway of Christian duty and service. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." There's the promise of spiritual strength. Why are so many Christians backsliding today? Why are so many Christians embracing the ungodly ways of this world? The reason for such spiritual tragedy is because so few of God's people take time to wait upon the Lord. This is a fast age. Everybody is in a hurry. People have no time or patience. Sadly, this same fast attitude has rubbed off upon the Church of Christ. The result is that very few of the Lord's people know what it is to wait upon the Lord. Bible reading, prayer, worship of all to be hurried and done within a certain time. Believer in Christ, if you and I are to stand for the Lord in this evil day, then it is of the utmost necessity that we learn to wait upon the Lord. Our verse says, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way." May such words be true in each one of our lives who are saved by the grace of God. And in closing, to you who are still unsaved, if you are to wait on the Lord, if you are to wait with joy for his coming again, then you must know the Lord as your personal Savior. Matthew 24, verse 44, it says, "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh." The only way for you to be ready is for you to receive Christ as Savior and acknowledge your need as a hell-deserving sinner. In John 1, verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." May you come and trust him today, know pardon and cleansing for sin. And then you'll be able to wait on him and wait for his coming again. Indeed, with the hymn writer, you'll be able to say, "I'm waiting for thee, Lord, thy beauty to see, Lord. I'm waiting for thee, for thy coming again." Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we let the Bible speak.